There's more angst over the relationship between Māori government and the Crown. The High Court has ruled Minister for Children does not have to face the Waitangi Tribunal, granting the Crown's application for a judicial review. This set aside the summon issue by the Tribunal over plans to remove Oranga Tamariki's treaty obligations to Māori in state care. The decision has now been appealed. Marie Dieberg is a KC barrister and joins me now. Thanks for your time this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Francesca.
Hey, was this the right decision by the High Court?
Well, there'd be parties on both sides that say in terms of the decision was the wrong decision, but that's always the case. What this decision really was about is quite simply the role of the Waitangi Tribunal itself, and it set out very, very clearly what the tribunal's powers are. It looked at whether the tribunal has the power to summons a minister to come and answer questions. And in the end, the decision was that the minister did not have to come and answer the questions it had posed because the tribunal came into that information it required through other avenues. But I think it's a very good decision to read because it's not a question of there being a big division between these two organisations, like the tribunal is a form of a court, and it has the power to look into whether or not the acts of the government, the acts of the Crown, when they bring in policy or make law, or in fact repeal law, are they in fact keeping in mind that it must be any laws in New Zealand law, it is keeping in line, of course, with the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. So I think that the decision was a very good one. It was a very clear one. And it did breach the two separate rules of government and of the tribunal. The government has the power, of course, to bring in whatever it wishes, as long as it's in line with the treaty principles. And the tribunal itself, and just to quote, it has the duty as statutory function, it lawfully must, and I'm quoting, fearlessly investigate treaty compliance by the executive government. So those two principles were not really in clash in this decision. Whether the repeal is something that's going to upset Māori is, of course, another question altogether. But that's not what this decision is about.
So if we're looking at this really simply, the tribunal has the power to look into the government and its acts and its and repealing, but it doesn't have the power to request a minister to turn up.
No, it does. It does. And yes, it
but
does.
But it wasn't
in
required.
Circumstances.
Okay. So, but in this particular case, because they had the information already, it wasn't necessary. So, does that have? Does this sort of set a precedent moving forward then?
No, no. There's no precedent because the law is already there for it.
Okay.
And that's what the at the end the judge said. Had the evidence not been available in other forms, he would not have quashed the summons. So that's very clear. And the tribunal definitely has the power to summons anybody to its court, to its tribunal, to answer questions in investigating whether or not there is compliance in the government's actions with the treaty principles. So I think it spells out very clearly to anybody reading the decision, to the government and to the tribunal itself, these are your powers, these are your limits. Yes, you can be required, but you would not lightly ask a minister to come and have to answer questions. So there might be a higher standard in bringing the minister to court. What is really important is if a minister, say, was to refuse to appear before the tribunal,
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.